Hi, this is Tyler.
And I'm Tasia.
Jason.
And you are listening to The Solar Coaster. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to The Solar Coaster. I'm Tyler.
Tasia.
Jason.
That's not as enthusiastic as you did it on the last
one. I don't remember how I did it.
You said, like, Money Daddy Chasen or something.
Chase Daddy Dallas.
Now it's like, Tyson. Oh, hey. We are coming at you here. It is December
29th.
No, 3rd.
3rd.
We haven't even had a
New Year's!
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, really, a couple days before Christmas, and we are so juiced to chat about something awesome that we just had to do it before Christmas. Mm. That's how excited we are.
Mm. Better to give than to receive.
Yeah, everybody can see their face of like, ah, shit.
So excited.
I know.
It's better to give than to receive, so we're going to give PG&E more money.
Here you go, PG&E.
They need it.
Okay, so what are we talking about? Do you know?
We're talking about NEM 3.0 today.
NEM. What does NEM stand for?
It is the net energy metering agreement that PG&E has with us.
So I was
looking, has with solar customers.
I was looking this up, and that is 100% not what I was going in my mind. I was making up all sorts of like
thinking?
Super bad, no energy management, or I don't know, just a bunch of some things that I cannot
say. No energy, Mister.
How about new energy management? Kind of like New World Order.
Like new money.
Yeah. New money. Well, so what are they doing with this? Like, what the heck?
What are they doing?
Well, I guess...
Want the 50,000 foot view, or do you want the details?
Well, so, I mean, just to kind of set it up. So this is a new thing that's coming down. Is this state of California, or is this like...
State of California.
Is this state of California?
Voted on by the Energy Commission, which is three appointees from your governor, Gavin Newsom.
So typically, whenever that is said in this recording studio, we have to take a drink. Did you know that? So be very, very...
Say what? Your governor, Gavin Newsom?
The man. So that's another thing, too. So just everybody, we are enjoying some nice custom whiskey here on this solar coaster. It takes a lot to get on and off this thing, huh? Don't say his name again.
Woo!
Oh, my gosh. So he then basically says, I'm going to give you three names. My three bros, and says, here, let's go run the Energy Commission.
Five people on the commission. Yeah, they're appointed by the governor.
Okay.
So this is, we were talking about it the other day in one of our meetings, and I was like, guys, listen, this could all change when and if there's a new governor, depending on what political party they're affiliated with.
True.
This could all change. They're going to appoint their own Energy Commission, and they can vote on a new agreement, and this could all go away. So it probably won't, but it's possible.
Because once it's set in there, so we'd have to go and get a new leadership.
A new energy commission could vote and change. Yeah, it's not something it's not an AB that's passed by the assembly and signed by the governor. It's something that's decided by the governor. And, well, supposedly it's decided by the three folks that he's elected to be on, or picked to be on that commission. But when there's a new governor, that they will pick five new folks to be part of the new commission.
Wait, is it three or five?
Five, sorry.
Yeah.
You said three.
Because you said three, and then you just said three, and then it's five. I'm like, which one is it?
It's the whiskey.
It was the G-forces coming down the solar coaster. Maybe a little light-headed.
I'm in seat three. No, seat five. So what we want to go and talk about today is from two different sides. One, from yours as the organization that will do this, but then how it affects people who are, you know, thinking about doing solar, putting solar on, right?
Right.
And how it impacts them. But the third component of this really is where... Why is the government doing this? Like, what is it? Everybody's got their own side to this whole thing, right? So start with, let's say, the government side.
Sure.
Shall not be named.
As everybody knows, and Tasia, jump in here and cut me off, feel free. But the government's moving everything electric. There are so many codes, and we can talk about that on a whole nother podcast, that are changing to where in 3 years from now, you're going to be required to have a battery in your house. You're going to be required to have
3 years?
3 years. It's already required that you pre-wire. As of 2023, you have to have your house pre-wired for battery. You have to have your house pre-wired for every single major appliance to be electric. No more gas. No more gas stove.
New homes. So yes. Are they going to retro everybody?
No. It's just anything
new homes. Built. Gotcha. Right.
Yep. Everything's going to be 100% electric. Even if you're putting a gas stove in, you still have to pre-wire a 50-amp breaker and pull wire and have a box behind your gas stove.
Just in case.
Because they're requiring you, basically, for the way it worked...
You're allowed to have a gas stove.
Yeah.
They're going to take that away, too, eventually.
It was the same way... They used to make it a requirement that you had to pre-wire for solar. That was a few years ago. Like, every new build has to be pre-wired for solar. 3 years later... That was code. Mm-hmm. 3 years later, it was a requirement that every new build had to have solar. So as of 2023, they're making you pre-wire for storage, for all electric appliances, everything else, which means in 3 years, they're going to make it a requirement that you have all these things.
So
they're doing that. They're making no more gas vehicles, right, in California.
So, you're still going to be able to have one, but, I mean, they're not going to make any here from a plant.
You right? cannot.
Right. You won't be able to purchase a new vehicle that's not
electric. That's not gas in the state of California. So what's that mean? People are going to drive to Nevada and we're going to lose the sales tax revenue. I mean, or somebody will buy it in Nevada and sell it as a used car here. I mean, come on. We all know we're going to get around it.
But, 100%.
But that's the wave of the future. Everything's going electric. And, oh, by the way, last September or July, we had a rolling blackout because the grid couldn't handle the heat.
Yeah.
And we don't have any electric vehicles, hardly any electric vehicles on the road from a percentage.
Oh, so now what are they going to do when they make everything electric? Like, how is that even being right. supplied?
At the same time,
water, wind, solar.
They're trying to eliminate rooftop solar. So what they're trying to do, so the governor's stance is we're not anti-solar. The governor's stance is we're pro-solar, but we're pro-solar from a utility grade perspective. We're going to have these huge solar farms and we don't need people putting it on their individual rooftop.
But
is this from an environmental stance?
But we're going to make you put it on your individual rooftop. As part of
they're going to make?
Isn't it fun?
We can go through the stats of the $7.5 million that PG&E paid during the re-election campaign for Newsom. And that's just PG&E alone. For this NEM3 thing, we were spent, I think, what was it, 95-5 as far as like what everybody else paid for advertising and for legislation to try to not get this passed. So 95% funding compared to our 5%, the rest of the state was paid by the utilities to make this happen.
What the hell?
So they're doing this because people who are going solar, they're not getting funding from. We all know they keep turning their back to the infrastructure. They're trying to make money for their shareholders. They're losing money.
Oh, yeah.
So they're doing everything they possibly can to make it so that people don't individually save money on solar. They're saying, we're pro-solar, pro-environment, we're going to do it, yeah. but you don't get to save money on it.
Right.
We're going to do it as a utility.
So everybody who has it on their house right now, are they in the clear? Did they like miss it? They're still good?
So the net metering 1.0 and 2.0 were both 20-year agreements. So 20 years from the time you got your permission to operate date,
mm-hmm.
until that 20 years expires, you're locked into your current agreement.
In 20 years, whatever happens then, it could be like, I don't know.
You're going to go on to what the agreement is at that time, which would be what they're going to roll out in 4 months. But it's probably going to be worse then.
Yeah, 20 years down the line, they'll probably have rolled out so many more things.
There's the planet in Star Wars that's all concrete and buildings. That's where Anakin is, like in the first one. And I go, that's where we're going right there. Mm. There is no outdoors. It's all just skyscrapers with metal. It's building. It's this,
deep.
I know. Super deep. So go back to the other side. I always try to go and go, where are you coming from, right? When I go to the California, is this a pure money play or is this a green play? Is this why are they doing this?
It's obviously not a real green play. It seems like it's a money play.
Yeah, it's a
money play. If we went from having an agreement where it was pretty even to we're going to sell it to you at 50 cents and buy it back at a nickel,
mm-hmm.
you know.
That's now it's flipped.
No, it used to be we sell it to you at 50, we give you credit for 50. And now it's we sell it to you for 50 and we give you credit for 5 cents.
Haha, just kidding.
So what that does is
unbelievable.
Right now we're on a year-over-year agreement. So in the wintertime, you don't produce as much. You're in a negative. In the summertime, you produce more, right? Mm-hmm. At the end of the year, it balances out to a net zero.
Right.
What that's going to do is anything you spend backwards, you essentially don't get anything for. And so what that's going to drive the market to do is either have lesser size of a solar system. So there's no sense in doing 100% of your electricity because if you spin it backwards and you're not using it when it's being produced, you really don't get anything for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of doing a large system to knock out all your power, you might want to do 50 or 70%. I haven't run the numbers yet because it's so new, to make sure that, you know, what you're producing, you're actually consuming and not spending backwards and sending to the grid for others to use. The other thing is, if you don't do that, it's going to be batteries. Now, as long as you have a battery on your house, this really doesn't matter because you're not going to send power back to the grid. You're going
to
store it.
Right to a battery. So yeah. If everybody gets a battery, this is a moot point. You're like, I don't care what California does.
That's exactly what it is.
And what kind of batteries?
It doesn't matter.
Just any?
Yeah.
Okay. The big old Generac ones, the big, like, look like a...
No, I mean,
Volkswagen bus,
Powerwalls, Enphase makes batteries. There's Franklin batteries that were installed. There's the thing is, this is going to drive the battery market like crazy. It's going to, hopefully what the plan is it's going to bring the pricing down through economies of scale. Mm-hmm. There's actually on the positive side, a ton of, grant money that's coming out in July, mm-hmm. Where it will be free money for batteries. So
2023.
So
coming to a theater near you,
everybody needs to get their applications in now so that you qualify for the free money and get your battery.
Yeah. Who's coming into our studio?
I don't know who it is. It's scary. But yeah, it's either going to be battery or small solar system.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is all, okay, so the government then, this is a, how, all right, I'm going to go off like super, super Black Hawk deep military here. Mm. Can they all shut us down? Like, let's say fast forward 10 years. All right, whoop, no power to houses, no power to anything.
Correct.
Well, yeah, I mean, they could shut us down now if they wanted to. Like,
well, I guess
yeah.
That's what a rolling blackout is.
Yeah, right, I mean, they shut us down now.
But that's PG&E. That's not your state government doing that. Now, yeah, well aware that it can be a directive from state government.
Every utility has a responsibility to CAISO, which is run by the state. CAISO runs the grid. So the state has the ability to shut down the entire grid if they wanted to.
Holy crap. Think that's why they're doing that?
No, because if you have battery, you have power to, you have the ability to turn your breaker off and not give a shit about PG&E or the utility. And that's where I think this is actually going. There's actually all kinds of money that's coming out that you can apply for grant-wise to build infrastructure for new developments that don't tie to the grid. Mm. So they want you to put in a solar farm and a huge battery and a generator that supplies power to the new development that doesn't even tie into the grid.
Because that's better for the state?
It's better for the environment. It's better for not having to upgrade the infrastructure of the grid. Right. You know, the grid, the major grid that's run by CAISO is funded and taken care of by the state. So they're like, shit, we have to upgrade a lot of this infrastructure ourselves. So that's, yeah.
Wow. So, okay. So flip over to you guys. How does this affect you guys as far as, a solar company? I mean, obviously I hear opportunity.
For the short term, huge opportunity, because basically anybody who does not have solar now has about 3 months, 3.5 months to get an agreement done and submitted with PG&E and still get into the good rates that are available now that get you that very quick payoff that where you get dollar for dollar credit mm-hmm. for everything you do.
So you got to get a ticket to the solar coaster.
Correct. That's going to last for about 3 months. And then once that's over, there's a cliff and we got to figure it out.
Dang.
So my guess is anybody who is somewhat educated and financially savvy is going to get an agreement signed. You don't have to have the solar installed. You have to have a contract signed. You have to have a single line diagram. And you have to have a net metering agreement submitted to the utility before April. And as long as you don't screw up on the application, Tasia.
That's your job.
It is my job.
Don't get people falling off the solar coaster.
Woo.
Yeah.
It goes up and it goes down.
This one didn't put a seatbelt on and now... You did not get it.
She's all, so you're saying I'm important? Can we talk about that raise?
Right? It's like, I got to remember to dot those I's. No, so, and these agreements, you know, these people do. They want to focus on getting them in early because mm-hmm. if they are lacking deficiencies, not because I messed up.
Yeah.
But, you
just
know.
Putting in wherever.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time. It could be something like, okay, the PG&E bill's in Lindsay's name and not yours.
Yeah.
And we put your name on the application, PG&E would kick it back and say, sorry, you're not into this new agreement because of that.
Got it.
Or it could be something crazy like PG&E wants to tell you that you need a $20,000 transformer and you have to go back and forth with them over the course weeks.
Which we have a Bumblebee. I don't need an Optimus Prime.
No, so, like, especially like in Nevada County, you'll have three or four properties on one transformer. And if they all get solar, PG&E will go, no, I'm sorry, this transformer can't withstand all three of you guys getting solar. So you have to pay to upgrade the transformer.
Is that true? Or are they just blowing smoke?
They can say whatever they want. It's their transformer.
I see what you're saying. That's how they drive that. Okay. Mm. So question, right? And I know let me back up. Every time there's a deadline, it feels like you ever go by the furniture store and there's like going out of business sale. And it's been in business for 20, 30 years.
The signs like there's no more paint on it.
Liquidation.
Yeah.
There's lights out on the liquidation sign because it's been up for 3 years.
You're like, I see the truck dropping off new sofas every weekend. Right. Like, come on now. So not to say that this has this feel, but I asked, like, how real on a scale from 1 to 10, like in April? Does this, like...
It's real.
It's a cliff. It's legit.
Yeah.
It's a, okay, it's all going to go.
The store is closed.
100%.
No more furniture. If you want the couch with the stain on it, you better get it now.
Yeah, yeah, just get it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So after that, it changes... Like someone... I could still get solar on my house. I can still get it. It's just the rules change.
For five cents.
So then all of a sudden it doesn't make sense. So
the couch goes back to full price.
Yeah. Mm.
Even though it has a stain.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I mean, lots of stains.
Again, that's when we have to look at, do we undersize the system so that you're only drawing enough power for what your actual load is while the sun's up?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it's going to come down to. Or do we put a battery on?
I'm getting a battery by just this conversation. Hell yeah, I'm getting a battery.
Absolutely.
How much are batteries? Like 10,000?
Well, they're a little more, but...
How much power you need.
But talk to me. I got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, I want a battery.
we got batteries.
Yeah, I'm going off grid.
Well, and
a lot of people are saying that.
And there's going to be a bunch of SGIP funding that comes available in July.
What's SGIP?
Storage.
Group. International Protocol.
SGIP. Storage.
Grapes in the pantry.
I'm gonna have to look it up. Hang on.
Let's play a little game.
Go ahead, Tasia.
Google.
Guess. Nope, I'm thinking about it. I'm like.
Storage Generation Incentive Program.
I didn't look it up. I was saying earlier before we got on, like, this industry has just got so many uses for acronyms. It's crazy. I don't even know what the heck they're talking about.
Yeah. When I worked at CH2M Hill, we were a government contractor. And we had to have an acronym for everything.
Everything.
Because we were a government contractor.
It's unbelievable. And it shortens up your conversation maybe about 4 minutes total.
Especially when you have to look up what every acronym is. It makes things a lot easier.
Okay. So we talked about, like, I mean, I think I have an understanding, although I don't quite fully agree necessarily on the gov side, right? On the consumer side, so that's the residential. Sorry, from you guys. But how does this affect commercial? Is this still the same thing on their side?
It's the same thing with commercial. They're also giving that low rate for spinning the meter backwards. The difference for commercial is most of the power in the commercial application is used when the sun's up.
Mm.
Usually you operate from 8 to 5, right?
So
you're running your machinery while the sun, I mean, with the exception of a 24-hour operation where we used to oversize so it did 100% of their power.
Because it puts it in the battery, right?
Well, before you could spin the meter backwards and get credit for it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So if you're a standard, early in the morning, day to swing shift type operation, it's not going to be a huge impact because the sun's up most of the time while you're needing power.
Yep.
So it makes a lot more sense. If you work from home and your kids are home all day and most of your power is coming from when the sun's up,
mm-hmm.
it won't be that huge of a deal for you either. But most people take their kids to school, go work a job. And I guess that's changing now after COVID. A lot of people working from home and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. So it might not be that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the exception with commercial is that most of their demand. And when we get people's usage, before we'd say, just give me 12 months of bills.
Mm-hmm.
Now we get 8760 data. Do you know what 8760 is?
Mm-hmm.
How many minutes do you think there are in a year?
Crap.
How many hours?
I think there's
8,760.
8,760?
Hours.
Hours.
Yes.
And that's how you calculate total usage in hours.
You get 8,760 data, and when you download that from your utility, they give it to you in 15-minute intervals. So we know exactly when you're using your power. We upload that. It's a huge CSV spreadsheet. We upload that to our software. We match that with when the sun's actually going to produce the power off your panels.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we can figure out how
it's pulling in through like a weather channel, but for to make it simple, to know when sunrise, sunset, all the clouds come in. That's what I'm saying.
Weather station data. That's exactly what it is. Yep.
And then that's when it spits out and go, based on this, this is what you're going to do.
This is when it's going to produce based on when you're using. Hmm. And that's what makes the most sense. So we can get that down very good to say either we give you 60% of your total usage because this is what your demand shows.
Gotcha. So if you own a business, you own a building, not if you own a business, a building, then this whole thing doesn't necessarily affect you. You're not too tripping out right now.
As long as you don't draw power when the sun's down. It's still going to hurt you, obviously, when there's clouds, there's smoke, that kind of stuff, because you can't, the way that we have done it in the past is we made sure we produced in other months to make up for those months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in 4 months, that's going to change a little bit.
Moral of the story, what I'm hearing is like with these changes, batteries, just get a battery, just some kind of a way that you can store everything that you're producing.
Well, right. And that way you can you know, use your battery when it's the sun's not shining and you're in that peak time.
That's which in our in California isn't a lot. I mean,
well, it's 5 to 9, and in the wintertime right now, like, it's dark at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's basically like when you get home from work, you need to do your laundry. You want to be watching.
Everybody's home. You're cooking.
Yeah, you want to hang out.
All the lights are on. TV's on. Heater's on.
They're like, oh, we are going to charge you more. That's when you should be using your battery.
Yeah. The timing.
And that's another thing, too. A lot of people don't think about it, especially on the old agreement, because it didn't matter when you charged your car. But if you have an electric vehicle now, you need to make sure that you're only charging your car in the hours that are not 5 to 9 p.m.
Gotcha.
So we had a client call in the other day, and they're like, yeah, we thought we were going to drive 12,000 miles in this Nissan Leaf, but we actually drove 25, because we, it's same thing when we got our Tesla, it was, now we take that thing everywhere.
Yeah, because I'm not, that's your car.
Yeah, well, it's like, okay, we're going to take the truck, or we're going to take the Tesla on the weekend. Well, we have to buy gas for the truck. I get free electricity from the sun for the car. So both people end up driving the car.
A whole lot more.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they did. And I was like, well, when are you charging the car? When we get home, we plug it in. I'm like, you need to set the timer. Every car has it. So it doesn't charge until 9 o'clock unless you override it. Or before
Gotcha.
And that's why it's hitting them so hard. So.
No gas. In what'd you say? 30 years or three?
No, 2030 is, I
2030.
Believe.
No, in California. Is it, do you think it's going to be illegal or just they won't sell it?
It'll be against the law to sell a new vehicle. You'll be able to buy used vehicles. No new vehicle sales that are gas powered.
So this is affecting in California appliance manufacturers. I mean everything. I'm just thinking that uses gas in a house.
I was joking yesterday. I was like, I don't know if we're just trying to like eliminate the Middle East completely, because like 100% of their revenue comes from natural gas, oil, right?
Yep.
It's like, okay, we're just trying to like shut that entire part of the like the world off.
Of the economy, yeah. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that?
Like, what are we going to do with all these gas stations?
They'll flip them into...
Our kids are going to be like, Dad, what's that?
Whoa. Grandpa?
I never thought about that.
What is that?
And you're going to be like, back when we were kids, Mom used to have to drive over there and put something into her car and squirt this liquid that the car ran off of. Liquid? What do you mean liquid?
What is that?
Like electricity's in the liquid? No, the liquid would burn. And that's how the car ran. Get out of here, Grandpa.
I don't know what I thought about that.
Yeah,
seriously, we have all
change.
What are you going to do all these gas tanks, like underground storage tanks and everything else, gas stations?
I mean, in the United States below, we have one of the biggest oil reserves. Like, we use everybody else's.
Yeah, yeah.
And we haven't even really tapped into, I mean, that's a whole little, like,
whole other conversation.
So, if they were to shut that off, we would be self-sufficient. Well, I don't know when it runs out or whatever, it doesn't reproduce itself, but...
I still think there's going to be a demand. I don't think you'll ever get rid of gasoline or diesel, because how are you going to fly plants?
I was just going to say.
We're so far behind all the major, like,
I don't know that I've heard of a rocket going to space on...
Electricity. Not yet. So you're still going
to Elon will figure it out. Or Elon, the spawn of Elon, whatever that dude's little name is.
I saw a video the other day where Elon's like, I just ate a gummy that was 150 milligrams, and I'm going to design the next rocket ship to Mars. And I was laughing so hard about the sad thing is that's probably how he's going to do it.
100%. I have a need. I actually, so we'll go off a tangent, but that's what's fun about podcasts. But watch Good Night Oppie.
Okay.
On Amazon. So they send this robot. There was the whole years of sending basically two rovers to Mars, and they thought it could only last 90 days. Well, it's like 7 to 9 years of how they use the sun into solar panels and get this sucker around Mars. And I'm going, that they're going to inhabit that by the time, like, our grandparents, right? Or we become grandparents, and our kids aren't even going to know what a freaking gas station is, like you're saying, but they're going to go, oh yeah, I'm going to get on a rocket ship and I'm going to head over to whatever other colonized or another side of the world. I mean, did you see
in the next 50 to 100 years, space travel will be something that people do for vacation.
Oh, it'll be a high level commerce. That right there, I agree, is going to be just like the Titanic. The elite of the elite are going to take that new thing and they're going to be able to go.
Are they going to all go bye-bye when they take the new thing? Is that how it's going to work?
I don't know.
That's how it happened on the Titanic.
I don't know. Elon's pretty good. Remember when Dragon launched? Did you ever watch it?
No.
Do it with SpaceX? Takes off, goes up, and does a landing just like that in Europe, I think it was. 15 minutes. boom, because they all launch and then they land.
Listening, his hand is going over the horizon and back down the other
side. It is.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. So it self lands, and that's what he's trying to do. It's not a rocket to use it once. It's up, blow down, up, yeah. Down, up, down. He's building a shuttle bus. So 100%. So back to what got us here, I don't think that's running on electricity.
What are you guys doing tonight? I have two extra tickets if you want to go float around in space for a cocktail.
I'm down.
Yeah?
Hey.
I mean, I got to be back by 11. You're like, oh.
You yeah, ever we'll done back. Space on weed?
I just did 100 milligrams.
And I'm going to build a new rocket.
Oh, man. All right. Well, you know what? Super informative. I am a little bit scared about our state now.
Well, but, I mean, it is what it is. It's okay. I now have a van.
And, down by the river.
Yeah. And I'm going to get Starlink. You remember when, like, a van down by the river that was, like, some homeless person? Yeah. Now it's a life goal.
Oh.
That's 100%. Where we're at.
That is exactly where
getting
we're
deep
at.
Deep again.
Yep. Faux uh-huh. show. Uh-huh. All right, everybody. Well, you guys have a great Christmas. Everybody yeah, listening, thanks yeah, for Christmas riding the solar coaster with us. Getting our call.